Memorial Day festivities taking place at Busch Stadium as the Cardinals host the Dodgers. We'll pick it up in the third with Chase Utley facing Mike Leake.
Utley, a swing, and there's a fly ball hit well. Right center field, back to the wall and gone. Chase Utley hits home run number 3 and his second home run against the Cardinals this season. And the Dodgers are on the board. Had an impact on their lineup. Here's a ground ball headed up the middle of the infield. That's a base hit. Puig comes around third and scores on the single by Seager. 2-0 Dodgers. Two out RBIs. Those are big. The 3-0 pitch, a swing, and there she goes to right field. A home run for Bellinger. On a 3-0 pitch, he hit the ball over the first section into the second section, just to the right field foul pole side of the Cardinal bullpen. A swing and a ground ball to the shortstop, and it's booted by Seager. DeJong makes third base, and he's trying to score. Here comes the throw, the tag. He is out at the plate. Down to second, Jose Martinez. The one strike pitch. There's a long drive to left field, and Forsyth has just hit a home run. That's his first of the year. And he breaks an 0 for 13 with the long ball to left field. The Dodgers lead 5-1.
The Dodgers have now won 5 straight games and 10 of their last 12. Rich Hill records his first victory since April the 5th, but the bad news for LA, Alex Wood, lands on the DL with inflammation in his left SC joint. The Cardinals have now lost 4 of their last 5 games, and Mike Matheny's ball club falls to 500 at 24-24 for the season.
He's had a tough pace to keep up with. I mean, what he's been able to do this year, and it seems like he had some near misses, you know, a little tighter zone, but it was pretty consistently there, and then got into counts where he had to get more of the plate. They took some good swings. He's been as good as anybody in the league, and he's been terrific, and 7 innings and 6 hits. He gives us a chance there. We just couldn't get anything going offensively. Those are the days where we need offensively to pick him up because he's been so shut down. And you're just going to have those starts every once in a while, and we got to help him out. But you know, he's been and it looked very similar. There wasn't anything radically different. Just I would say the near miss ran him into different counts than what he's been used to working with. Paul's done a nice job. I mean, right out of the gate, gets a couple balls right in the first, and I thought he looked good defensively, and at the plate, he's taking a nice swing. So, yeah, he's going to continue to get shot.
St. Louis will try to get back on track on Tuesday when Michael Wacha makes the start against Los Angeles.